Okay, everyone, and we're back.
Who are you?
I don't know.
It's the announcer voice that just happens in the sky every now and then.
I thought that was Slave Wayne.
It's the voice. That is actually Slave Wayne. This is the voice from the attic, not the voice from the stairs, from under the stairs.
No, he's the voice from the basement.
Oh, from the cellar.
Yeah. Basement boy.
The basement boy.
Cellar boy.
So let's go back to what we were talking about, which is the feminist porno film festival. Again, I mean, we had an incredible time. It was extremely welcoming. I mean, everybody was great. I had a really good time. So we went on the Saturday to talk about. I think what the topic was that we decided on talking was 50 Shades of Grey, the real story. Basically, yeah, that's what it was. Boy, Alex has got something to say about the 50 Shades of Grey thing. We're going to bring it up right now because I actually specifically wanted to give you an opportunity to voice your opinion on that. What had happened was everybody really dissed the 50 Shades of Grey, and boy, Alex got a little perturbed with that, but not for the reasons that you're thinking.
Not for
the reasons that you may be thinking. So when we got back, he said to me, you know what, I don't feel this, you know, that they're giving the 50 Shades of Grey basically a fair shake. So go ahead and explain why.
Okay, so I work in a very conservative government organization, and I'm very open about who I am and what I do.
You are
my
very
life.
Open, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And
it sounded like you said I'm not very.
No, I am open. And, of course, all the girls at work read 50 Shades of Grey. So that brought up a segue where we could chat about things that would not normally have come up in conversation.
Like?
Well, BDSM and stuff like that.
Okay.
And also led into what my life is about. So, although, you know, maybe not a good representation for the BDSM community, certainly was a segue that made them feel comfortable enough to ask me questions about things. So I don't totally think it's a bad thing.
And my response to that was, though, not every workplace has a boy or a person from the leather community to actually to answer those, or to clarify things.
But you know the old saying, there's no such thing as bad promotion of bad advertising, or
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't that dude, agree well, with that
dude from no QCBC Radio certainly was bad fucking publicity for the BDSM community.
Yes, yeah. And no, actually, because it's finally giving us an opportunity to say, with bad things come a good thing. Then it is like I've actually last week alone, I don't know how many times I mentioned, and I said, well, at first I was for him because I thought, okay, the guy hasn't done anything wrong, because basically why they let him go was because his ex-girlfriend was pissed off, wrote something, created a situation. And I said, unless that his workplace has a contract with him saying that your standard of you're not supposed to behave or get involved in ABCDFG, mm-hmm. they have no right. The minute he, as long as he's professional at work and does his job, whatever he does on his home time after business hours are not related. Until the facts started coming out, and I says, no, okay, now, okay, he's an asshole. The guy has no idea, no respect for, we've now finding out again what we hear and what the rumor is, that not only has he been mishandling women, but guys too. He supposedly has groped men too, inappropriately and so forth. So now there's a history coming about. So I said, well, I live the leather life 24/7. And we try to educate people that it doesn't matter who it is, you don't grab somebody first until may I, you know, and that kind of stuff. And they're like, oh, really? And that's interesting and all of that. So I think it's giving an opportunity for us to being able to bring it up to the forefront
again,
when somebody else brings it up.
But not every place, very few places have Leathermen around. If you're around Leatherman usually, it's because you're part of that group. Or if you're around Kingsters, it's because you're kind of part of that group. Not 98% of the people that hear these negative things will never, ever hear the proper things because they just don't have those people around them. So 98% of those people are never going to get educated.
But what I'm saying is that now we have started to help somebody. So hopefully those people that listen and were there now have some knowledge. So if suddenly they are in an environment or hear something, they can now then say, well, actually, I'm sorry, but I was told from a good source that that wasn't appropriate or this is not right. So it's the change may not happen bang, suddenly, but down the line, if it is brought out properly and the proper wording and word and process on how things should be done is out there and more people suddenly know and have the information, it will gradually trickle down the line. You have many opportunities at work.
Let me finish with this. You're saying that the publicity is positive. It would be positive if at least the papers or the publicity would say what you're saying, would say, you know what, this isn't what the culture is. This isn't what it's about. No, all they're saying is he's getting arrested for, you know, inappropriate contact. Well, so then they're not putting anything right. They're leaving those ideas still in people's heads by not correcting them.
So here we are. We're talking about it now. There are people listening. Maybe we need to write something and submit it to the paper and say, look, we're part of a group.
Uh-huh.
And what you guys are letting people know is that it's not all right. You know, some aspect of what you are letting the community and the average people know is that this is what's going on, when actually there are groups who educate, who so forth and so forth and so forth.
Right.
At one point, somebody has to step up and do the right thing.
But are they going to ever publish that? Are they ever going to even acknowledge it? Probably not.
No, they wouldn't, because it wouldn't be interesting.
It wouldn't be because then it's taking away from the outlandishness of what it is going on.
So then we just continue and let it happen. What I'm saying is
it's like the pride parades. Mm-hmm. They never really talk to just the regular gay folk. It's
the nude
the
guy,
freaky ones,
the drag
the freaky
queens,
ones.
Right. Yes.
The
it's
loaded
the representation.
Ones.
Yeah.
Well, it brings that's it. I mean, it brings
it's selective representation. I would say.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the way it is. But I think that with any kind of publicity, gradually, it may not be balanced, but some of the good information with the bad will slowly infiltrate, and that's the start.
Well, and again, from my standpoint, it opened up a door for me.
Yeah, exactly.
In the office I was in. Now I'm in a new office. So I've got a whole new crowd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it started a conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I have some clients, you know, that have known me for a very long time. And, you know, I'm quite an open book. But certain things I know with certain clients, what I don't bring out and what I don't talk about. And, you know, when suddenly, I mean, perfect example yesterday, when you guys were getting ready to go, a very good friend of mine, Jen, who's a church-going lady, who's a great person, who've accepted my gay being a gay person with open arms, has been willing to ask me questions. So you guys were leaving, and so Master Noel suddenly said, oh, well, I'm going to speak on this, da-da-da. So I get this text. Wow, every time I think I got you guys figured out, you always just amaze me. And there you were again, and she goes, that's great. You know, she goes, I still don't know any of the details. I don't know if I want to know all the details. But you guys are going to a women's group where it's a women event trying to educate other people on the lifestyle, on the safety, and so forth. Mm-hmm. This is a very conservative, church-going person who is really – and so already we are doing a little bit of a different – because she told me, she goes, you know, she's had people say, well, you know, I found out that my cousin is gay and I'm – having nothing to do with it. And she's really, she says, really? Because somebody is gay, you're going to write them off? You're losing to get to know a great individual, somebody who has a lot to bring to your life and so forth. She goes, actually, one of my very good friend and my hairdresser is gay. She goes, yes, it's stereotypical, but she goes, he has made me see and understand, you know, more about his life and so forth. And she goes, by knowing a bit more, taking away the sex part of it, which that's where people automatically go directly, no, they have a loving home, they're, you know, representative of the community and stuff. So there it is. It's small step that does happen. So that's why I say sometime, you know, it's worth it to speak out, because communication, if slowly happens, like now some of your coworkers may be going through something at one point and will feel comfortable in coming and talking to you. Or, do you know where I should go for this? Yes, girl, you go to this store. You know. Anyway, it's break time. We'll be right back.
We'll be back.